Task 2. Listen to the recording. For statements 7 to 11, choose T if the statement is true according to the text, F if it is false. You will listen to the recording twice.
I was born in Peru to a Lomino father and a Texan mother. We moved to Miami when I was 5, and I grew up in the Kendall Suyo neighborhood, often called the fifth province of the Inca Empire because of its large Peruvian population. I've been writing about food since I was 11 years old, and in 2016, I received a master's degree in gastronomy from Boston University. A traveled columnist at Food 52, I'm currently based in Hollywood, Florida, another vibrant Peruvian community, where I am a writer, culinary tour guide, and consultant. My dad used to joke that Peru is Lima and Lima is Peru. Some people actually do think that the country revolves around its capital city. However, many see the joke as a criticism of Lima's role in the country's politics, economy, and culture, as well as its long history of dictating what it means to be Peruvian. The city that the conquistadors choose as the capital of their viceroyalty is often portrayed as being representative of the whole country, and this often extends to food. In my hometown of Miami, which is over 60% Latino, Peruvians are almost seen as culinary rock stars. Mention that you're Peruvian in the Magic City, and I guarantee you'll get someone talking about all of the Peruvian dishes they love, their favorite Peruvian restaurants, and whether or not you can give them a recipe for their ceviche.